Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. We are live on PNP Talk to the Twins. I'm Butterfly.
And I'm Angel. Wee! Oh, I feel like flying.
Oh, yes. You sound fabulous. Well, we have a great and exciting show tonight. Aren't you excited, Angeline?
Oh, yes. Yes, I sure am.
You sound like you are. Yes, honey. Tonight, we are talking about the Apex Pyramid Award. Yes, the first annual. This is going to be huge for Atlanta. So if you don't have your tickets, everyone, you need to go to the website and get your tickets. It's www.apexmuseum.org and purchase your tickets. It's coming up. This is the month of Black History, the month of love. It's February 2nd, and we have a hot, hot interview tonight with the director. Mr. Dan Moore Jr. is live right now on PNP Talk to the Twins. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, yes. Awesome, awesome. God is so good. We're excited, and we hope that you're excited. We want you to know that this is the award ceremony to come to attend. If you want to know the trendsetters, the givers, the philanthropists of Atlanta, this is where you need to be. So, Listen, so you'll know what's going down in Atlanta.
Yes, yes, yes. So with no longer further ado, we will introduce you to Mr. Dan Moore Jr., the director of the Apex Museum that is setting this thing on fire. It's so hot, you do not want to miss it. And here we have live Mr. Dan Moore Jr. live right now on PNP Talk to the Twins. Hello, Mr. Moore.
Hey, Twins. How y'all doing?
We're awesome.
We're great.
I know that.
How are you?
I know you're awesome. Doing well, doing well.
Great.
So we are
so honored to have you. We're so honored to have you and to be a part of this beautiful award that you have just put together. Yes. So we're going to get started
We keep bumping heads here. We're going to take our time, and we're going to get this interview done. So we want to ask you a few questions, not very many questions, but questions that maybe our listeners would like to know about the Apex Museum, first and foremost. You're the executive director, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Right. And how long has the Apex Museum been around in the Atlanta area?
Well, it's 1978. It was founded by my father, Dan Moore Sr., and inspired primarily by the life of Dr. Benjamin Elijah Mays. My father, who was a filmmaker, had a chance to come to Atlanta to do a project. And in the midst of that project, he met Dr. Mays and realized how wonderful his life was. If y'all don't know who Dr. Benjamin Elijah Mays is or was, Google him. Here's the guy. When I met him, I was a young cat, maybe about 12 years old. And he was like, maybe in his 80s, and he was still going to college. I was like impressed.
Wow.
But it was started by my father, and it kind of went into from collections of life and heritage to becoming the Apex Museum, where it's actually now on Auburn Avenue in the mid-'80s. Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Now, Atlanta, we have so many different diverse and cultural museums that are out there, but the Apex Museum is on the historic Auburn Avenue. Is that correct?
That's correct. We are the gateway, coming from Peachtree Street, the gateway to the King Center. And, like you said, Atlanta is a real cultural melting pot. There are museums, art galleries, places where you can go hear poetry and music. I mean, it's and now it's known as, you know, ATL Woods. So, I mean, you know, this city is popping.
Yes, yes, it is. Yes, it is. And with that all being said, what could anyone expect when they come to the Apex Museum?
Well,
what would
I
they expect
the first,
to see?
First thing I'd like to say is when a lot of people see the Apex Museum, they see the site and they really kind of focus in on the enslavement exhibit. We call it the Ma'afa. And it's spelled M-A-A-F-A, which means great and terrible tragedy. But our history does not start there. Our history begins 6,000 B.C., you know? I mean, we go way back. We are literally the original people. Come on now. We look at when you walk in the door, going back to, you can see science and math and agriculture that was done in Africa, engineering done in Africa. Everyone knows about the pyramid. People learn about Mansa Musa and King Tut, and of course all of the queens of the Nile and the queens of Africa, not only just in Egypt, but in sub-Saharan Africa as well. So that's where we start. And then we get into the encroached enslavement of our people, which took over a long period of time, which was about 300 or 400 years of enslavement. So, but we don't take you into Atlanta history, and then we also take you on journeys like up through space, where you can learn about African Americans in the space program or African Americans who have invented things. So it's not just a slavery museum. It's definitely not that.
Awesome. And that is so wonderful for our young, up-and-coming generation to see that, to visit the Apex Museum, and to learn about themselves as much as they possibly can, because you don't see it every day. You don't see it on TV. So the Apex Museum is the place to take your children, it's a family outing. Would be awesome to come out and see the Apex Museum and learn more about yourself. Also, with that being said, now we have the Apex Pyramid Awards. Could you give our listeners the idea of what that is all about and how that came about?
Sure. The Apex Pyramid Awards literally is an award that is in my heart and mind that would personify the pretty much the way my father treats people. He's very kind and generous to everybody. However, what the Pyramid Awards is going to do is not only look at our history and our Black history, but we're also going to concentrate and focus on some of the living legends and the legends of our history, as well as new trendsetters in the city, and not just in the city, because we plan on taking this thing global at some point. But we're starting in Atlanta. But we're also finding people in the community, just regular people that have done great things in their community, that will either never get an award or have never received an award, or maybe just got a little bit, you know, pat on the back in the chicken leg. We're not looking for people that always get a medal, that always get an award, that are always on TV. We're not looking for them. We're looking for the folks that are out there in the trenches, and we want to honor them. We want to honor them in a big way. This year is our maiden voyage, our first annual, and we have a great mixture of honorees that are going to be presented. Now we're also doing this. Even though a person may not win the award, you're going to still learn about them and about their life, and they will also be able to get a certificate from us, a beautifully framed certificate showing that they were honored. So it's not like, you know, just saying your name up there and they call your name, but somebody else stands up to get the award. No, we're going to talk about everybody that's in the program, all of the honorees.
Wow, amazing. So giving honor where honor is due. It's so amazing, and it's so hard to find that, specifically in our culture, you know. So that is so amazing, and that is why it's so important for everyone that's listening, everyone out there, to purchase your ticket. Could you tell them how to purchase a ticket, please?
Sure, sure. There are two ways to do that. Now, when we say ticket, it's going to be a will call. So it's not a physical ticket. So you can go online to www.apex, that's APEX, museum, and that's all one word, Apex Museum, museum.org, okay? The other way is to come down to the Apex Museum at 135 Auburn Avenue and go to the gift shop and say, hey, I want to get on board with the Apex Pyramid Awards. How can I do that? There are two types of tickets. You got your general admission and you got your VIP mixer. The general admission is only $25. Guess what? The VIP mixer is, guess what? Only $50. So, yeah, and now the facility is Georgia Pacific Auditorium. Beautiful place. They've even offered us to offer our guests a $5 cover charge for parking inside the building. Five parking in Atlanta anywhere for under $10. So, it's just a win-win for everybody.
Yes, that is awesome. We do have a caller online, so let's see if the caller has a question, or they may just be listening in, but let's see if they may have a question for you, Mr. Moore. One moment. Thank you for tuning in to PNP Talk to the Twins. We were seeing that you're on our line. Did you want to have a question for Mr. Dan Moore, Jr.?
Hi, Twins. This is Crystal Chanel. How you guys doing?
Oh, great. Crystal, how are you? Thanks for tuning in.
No problem. I'm just listening. So my apologies. I didn't have a question or a comment. I just called in, actually. So thank you, guys.
Well, that's awesome. Well, we do appreciate you listening and calling in. And please be sure to share the Apex Pyramid Awards that's coming up on February 27th. And we thank you for listening.
Okay.
I'll put you back on the hold, and we can continue our interview with Mr. Moore. Thank you so much, Crystal
awesome.
Chanel.
Awesome. Thank you.
We love you.
Love you more.
That's so awesome. Yeah, she's also a radio personality. She does a lot of inspirational things. So make sure you tune into her, Crystal Chanel Show, and she is awesome. And you can find her on Facebook or Twitter as well, or Periscope. So I'm sure she will be sharing, too, about the Pyramid Award with her followers. So that's awesome. That's so awesome. Now, Dan Moore, let me ask you this. As far as the award ceremony, will there be any entertainment involved as well?
Oh, yes, we do. We have some really fine entertainment. This year we've had are you familiar with B.B. King?
Oh, yeah.
His daughter, Claudette, is known as the Blues Queen, and she's coming out to grace us on the stage. We also have a group called Endless. They're NLYSS, which means Never Let Your Success Stop. A little teenage group. They're really powerful sisters. As a matter of fact, they got an award with a musical award for being a new up and coming R&B group. They were noted as being something similar to TLC. So I was like, whoa.
Wow.
I heard them. They sound really great. I said, let's do them. Also, we also have a young lady who just recently got number two in the soul chart in the UK, Latrice Bush. So we have some good singers, and we have some poetry, we have some spoken word. But our focus is not on entertainment this year. Our focus is on the honoree and black history. So when you come out, you're going to see a lot about Atlanta history. You're going to see a lot about black history. As a matter of fact, some of our own civil rights legends will be in the building. We have a 10-day carpet experience where you come and, you know, we're going to do it big this time because, you know, most people do a red carpet. We're going to do a kente carpet because we're black folk. We want to do a kente carpet, which bridges the gap between our past and our present.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So you are making your mark in Atlanta with the kente carpet. Who doesn't want to walk on the kente carpet during Black History Month? Come on now. Come on. That's awesome. It's amazing. And you know, the Twice Twins, Talk to the Twins, will be on that carpet as well. We got to get some photos on that because that is going to be epic. It's going to be amazing to see such a beautiful, beautiful thing and a beautiful event honoring all those that have done so much work and have been in the trenches. And even if they've never been noticed or whatever, this is your opportunity now
to come to the Apex Pyramid Awards and to be honored where you deserve to be honored.
Yes, yes.
Yep.
Beautiful.
And for next year, Twins, what I would like to do is make sure we get the whole city, and maybe even we're looking at getting the state involved. We're going to take it at the state level so the people in their communities can offer up people in their community to say, hey, look at this person. Let's see how we can honor this person. Now, of course, we have a select committee. I'm not the person to select whoever wins or even to be an honoree. Next year, I want to get the community to do it because it's about the community. It's about unifying our people and learning about our history, bridging some gaps, bringing the old to the new and the new to the old.
Yes, yes, yes. Bridging the gap. That is so important to bridge that gap. You see it's lost nowadays. So it takes one. And I mean, if it takes us and, you know, us getting together and doing that, that's so awesome to bridge that gap. It's beautiful. Now, also, let us ask you, what time will the Apex Pyramid Award start? What time should people start getting to the award show?
They should be there at 6 o'clock p.m. That's 6 o'clock p.m., 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 because we're going to start on time. Yep. We're going to be seated at 6 o'clock in the auditorium. Yep.
That's got to be beautiful, beautiful.
We do have the VIP mixer now. If you're paying $50, then you would be a part of the VIP mixer. Like I say, that's $50, and you would get to of course be in the area where you can have a little meal, mix and mingle with the VIPs in the area and the honorees before you're sitting. But that starts at 5. But you of course have to have that VIP ticket to enter at 5. But the general admission is at 6 p.m. And it's a family event, too. Please, bring your children. That's really very important. Bring your kids.
Bring the kids. Bring your parents. Bring everybody. Come and see the beautiful Pyramid Award that is being, you know, created by Dan Moore Jr. and Dan Moore Sr. of the Apex Museum. And again, we want to highlight the Apex Museum because it's such an honor to be a part of this event. Where are you located? Could you give our listeners a direct location as to where you're located for the Apex Museum?
Sure. The Apex Museum is located on 135 Auburn Avenue, Northeast Atlanta, 30303. Now, the event will be held at the Georgia Pacific Auditorium. That's downtown on Peachtree Street, like 133 Peachtree. So when you go on the website at www.apexmuseum.org, all the details will be there, all the details, including, now you got to understand, y'all listeners out there, the Twins are going to be in the house, and they're going to be there as many as they can be. We're looking forward to it. We love them. We love them so much.
Oh, yes. Thank you. We love you, too. And we are so excited about being a part of everything. And we know it's going to be such an awesome, wonderful, blessed turnout. So we want to just thank you for being on PNP Talk to the Twins tonight.
She's clapping. Yes, it has sure been an honor and that you share with us and you let our listeners know what is going on and what's hot in Atlanta. And this is definitely one of the hottest award show that is going on here in Atlanta, February 27th. If you're not there, I tell you, you're going to miss a real treat. You really are. And you can bring your family and your friends and your children and really enjoy and sit back and relax and watch people get awarded that are sometimes overlooked. But now they're getting overbooked. They're going to be on the red carpet and the kente carpet. Yes, it's going to be so beautiful. Beautiful.
And it is a semi-formal event, so dress up nice. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you can put on
your shoes. Come on down. Thank you so much, Dan Moore, for being on PNP Talk to the Twins. We really appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. Patrick and Patrick, thank y'all so much.
Oh, you're welcome. We look forward to meeting again and getting together for the Apex Award, and we'll have to have you back on, and we'll have this show archived as well so others can listen to it and they can go back in here and get all the information that they need in order to purchase their tickets, in order to, you know what's going on and what's happening. And also, everyone listening, go and visit the Apex Museum. It's part of our history. This is Black History Month, and it's diverse, so everyone could go down. It's not, you know, one race or other race. Everyone is welcome to the Apex Museum to come in and enjoy and see some history, because you can never forget where you come from.
Amen.
Talk to the twins
on Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Are you there, Butterfly? I am here. Mr. Moore is still on. So before he leaves, we just want to tell him thank you again, and what an honor to have you on our show. We look forward to the Apex Museum Award and to doing a tour in the Apex Museum as well. And to your father, such a generous man of God, and we wanted to thank you, and thank him for having you, because I tell you, he is something else. We really love you guys. So thank you again for being on PNP Talk to the Twins.
Well, thank you all very much. Now I'm going to get on home to Mrs. Moore. She got my dinner ready.
Oh, tell him we said hi. Thank you.
All right, y'all. Good night.
All right, that is an awesome show. Isn't that a blessed show? I tell you, we are so excited about the Apex Pyramid Awards. It's going to be big. It's so much going on here in Atlanta right now. And don't forget, our listeners, tune into the Crystal Chanel show. She is awesome. She is anointed. She is the deliverer and healing and all that. She's so anointed, and we just thank God for her because she is such a great support among others. And, I mean, she's always there, and you know, we would like to be there for her. She has a lot of events coming up. I know April 30th she has an event coming up. And let's talk to her real quick so she can announce about her event that she has coming up in April.
Okay.
Crystal, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, we want you to share about your event that's coming up in April. Before we sign off, we want you to go ahead and let people know what is going on in April with you and your event that you're hosting.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, and I love you guys as much as you love me, even more. But actually, there's two events that we have coming up. March the 26th is going to be a magazine release. My girlfriend wrote a movie called Plus Size Divas, so that will be for the magazine release on March the 26th. And as well as April the 9th, we're going to be doing a HIV awareness event. HIV is the real world, so that's what we're going to have on April the 9th. Both events will be at Cats Cafe in Atlanta. The address is 970 Piedmont Ave, Northeast, and that's Atlanta, Georgia, 30309 is the address. So I look forward to seeing you guys there and, you know, just continue to spread the word, and I appreciate the opportunity. God bless you guys.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you. So our anchoring is April 9th. That is going to be the HIV event. So make sure you listening out for that. We'll be posting and sharing that for those that want to come out, because that is something that is going on, and it's really running rampant in the city of Atlanta as well as all over the world. So we want everyone to be aware and to get in there and get tested and know what are the risks and how to prevent it. And if you do have HIV, how to live with it and continue on and know that life isn't over. Life is not over after that. So
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
All right.
You're welcome.
What an awesome cause. And I tell you, we have some events coming up, but we're not going to announce them yet because we're going to focus on the Apex Pyramid Award, and then we're going to go into our other events that are coming up soon. But we thank God for Crystal Chanel for sharing and caring. I mean, she does so much in the community. And again, we want to remind everyone about the Apex Pyramid Award. It's the first annual Apex Pyramid Award. There are trendsetters out there doing it big, and recognizing those that are hardly ever recognized that does such good work, you know, like a Crystal Chanel, you know, I mean, it's people out here that are working in the trenches and that you don't hear about, but they're working. And I know they're doing it out of passion and out of love for others, you know, and so they need to be recognized and pat on the back. Don't you agree, Angeline?
Oh, Lord, yes, honey. And I need somebody to recognize me.
I'm gonna recognize you. I'm
gonna
give you an award next week.
Yeah, honey, we're working too. But you know, we're not doing it for the accolades. We're doing it because God has called us to do certain things, and we just have to do them. If it's a passion, hey, pour it out. But you know what? I'm so glad that God has called us all into something great, something that we're passionate about, something that we have experienced or lived or just seen, and it has just touched us all in many ways, and that we are vessels used by God. So that is such a blessing to honor everyone and others and just to keep doing what you're doing. We promote keep going. We always say keep going. If you notice our post, it's keep going, because no matter what rocks may hit you, no matter who may not believe or doubt you, you have to stay pushed and going, because someone out there needs you. Somebody needs you. And if it is only one person, you're doing your job. And that is more reward than anything you can imagine. That is such a rewarding life to lead. So we are just grateful for our listeners. I'm grateful for Butterfly.
Thank you. I'm thankful for you too, honey. It wouldn't be a me without a you, or you without a me.
And yes, a us without a dog.
Yes. Well, we're about to wrap things up. We thank you all for listening to PNP Talk to the Twins. Again, don't forget to go and get your tickets at www.apexmuseum.org. We would like to see you in the VIP area. So if you purchase a ticket from us, give us a call, and you might get to be in VIP with us.
Oh, yeah. Hang out with the twins, honey.
Yes. On the carpet. The kids say carpet, honey.
Get it. Yes, and you know what? Don't forget to tune into our show on Thursday. We're going to have a great show, so keep listening.
Yes, we're going to have Cutting It in the ATL, new star on WeTV. We're going to have Miss Patricia Thompson, and she's going to be on our show, and we're excited about that. So, again,
great things.
Yes, don't sleep on the twins, honey. Keep watching, because we have a lot of things coming up.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to let you go now, honey, because you're going to smoke.
Hey, I want to serenade the people.
No, they ain't ready for that.
I know that's right, girl.
Well, we want to thank you all for tuning in to PNP Talk to the Twins. I'm Butterfly.
And I'm Angel. Like that soul perm, girl. I'm about to go in now. But I got to get with my just for me. It's just for
me. Yes, you need. Yeah, go get your hair done, honey. You know
she's gonna be ready for Apex.
All right. I'm so glad this has been an awesome show.
You are listening. Talk to the Twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Now, are you happy, girl? That was a good show, wasn't it?
Oh, honey, it was fabulous. I said fabulous. Didn't we say fabulous?
Yes. Fabulous. We did that. And thank you, Mr. Dan Moore Jr., Mr. Dan Moore Sr., everyone, the host committee of the Apex Pyramid Awards, and everyone that's attending, and those that don't have their tickets yet, make sure you get your tickets. And remember, we're going to be there, honey, on the Kente Cloth carpet. It's a kid that
I'm not in the cloth. There ain't enough space. We gonna be on.
So we love you and thank you for tuning in to PNP. Talk to the Twins.
Talk to the
Twins. Goodbye, honey. I'll talk to you later.
Peace in the Middle East.
Talk to the Twins on Blog Talk Radio.